In the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, a Chinese doctor started warning his colleagues about a mysterious pneumonia-like illness. That doctor, Li Wenyang, was reprimanded by police for doing so. Then he caught the coronavirus and died exactly a year ago today. NPR's Emily Fang covered his death and the outpouring of grief that followed last year. And now she has the story of how his legacy has lived on. We have a warning for you. The story discusses suicide and depression.
For thousands of people, Dr. Li Wenyang feels very much alive. They flock to his social media page each day to write to him.
Dr. Li, spring is here.
Hey, Dr. Li, I just got a second COVID shot. It hurt a little. I miss you.
Dr. Li, I pet a cute orange cat today. I'm happy.
In life, Li was an ophthalmologist in the Chinese city of Wuhan. In death, Li is a jack of all trades. He'll be whatever you need him to be. For some, he's a therapist.
Will I pass my graduate exams tomorrow, Dr. Li?
Dr. Li, my boyfriend just broke up with me.
Others use his page to remember their lost loved ones.
Yesterday, my friend died. He loved playing the guitar. Maybe you two will meet.
And as the anniversary of his death drew near, thousands of people a day turned to a social media page to collectively mourn.
I cried again. It will soon be February 7. I still remember.
I'm so afraid that I will forget you, Dr. Li.
1 year on, my respect still stands for you, the whistleblower.
Chinese internet is heavily censored, and a general cultural reluctance to express emotion means I rarely see Chinese people this openly vulnerable. Publicly, China is adamantly proud it controlled its epidemic so quickly, despite initial failures in late 2019 to identify the virus and warn people. And those who write to Dr. Li often express their misgivings about China's political climate.
Society is changing so quickly. I'll stay true to myself. You and I, we are the same people, getting by every day, but with our conscience intact.
We have lost our progressiveness, but fortunately, there are still people like you.
Some people appear to write to Dr. Li regularly, even if their missives are never answered.
I have postpartum depression. I feel that there's no one to talk to, but I want to be healthy for my son.
I argued with my mother today.
Please help me, Dr. Li. Every day beats me down, and I'm swept away by a crushing sensation.
And a shocking number of posts express a desire to self-harm. Mental health is still a bit of a taboo subject in China, but a Shanghai University study estimates that about a third of people nationally suffered from depression, insomnia, and other anxiety-related conditions during the peak of China's coronavirus epidemic. So people are turning Dr. Li's social media page into what the Chinese call a tree hollow.
You find a tree hollow in the forest and seal your written secret in there so you can feel better.
This is Professor Huang Zhisheng, an artificial intelligence researcher at the Free University Amsterdam.
Now despairing young people are turning to social media, finding profiles of those already deceased to quietly tell them of their emotional suffering.
Huang built an AI algorithm that scans Chinese social media, including the 1 million posts or so written to Dr. Li, and identifies those who need immediate help. A team of volunteers in China then reaches out to about 100 people a day this way. During the pandemic, they saw a 40% surge in urgent cases. Once they were able to reach a mother as their son was attempting to take his own life and stop him.
Through the internet, we were able to identify an urgent case even before his loved ones right next to him knew something was wrong.
When Dr. Li died, millions of internet users posted the phrase 不能 or 不明白, I can't or I don't understand. They were asking, why do we ignore those who speak the truth? Does what I think matter?
This society seems to only allow one kind of voice to exist. I'm so fed up.
The human brain atrophies when it only hears one type of voice.
And so they continue writing to Dr. Li about the weather, their pets, their past traumas. Maybe, just maybe, someone is listening. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.